Hello, I'm Jen Seeger, and I'd like to welcome you to the Microsoft Cloud Transition Training. This is the last session devoted to helping you make the right business decision about how to add cloud services to your business. In the first two sessions, we introduced the four cloud business options and three factors that will influence your decision on which one is right for your business. These factors are your predominant business model, or PBM, your operational maturity level, or OML, and the rate of cloud adoption in your marketplace. In this session, you'll determine the cloud option which, if successfully brought to market by you, is most likely to increase your stock value. It's important to note that you may never intend to sell your company, and so you may say, why does stock value matter if I don't ever intend to sell my company? These are two answers to this. Owners with high operational maturity, even if they plan to never sell, keep their stock value in mind because they never know when their choices may change. Second, assessing the benefit to the company's stock value is a recognized way to help owners make good investment decisions. This session will be focused on the ROI analysis, which is the fourth and final consideration that will be used to make a decision about which cloud business option to pursue. Return on investment is a common term that's often applied in different ways. Some view it only as a calculation of return at a point in time. Others view it more broadly as a decision tool and include other factors like the timing of earnings or losses and the impact on firm value. Today, we will be taking the broader approach in our analysis. This slide summarizes the elements of ROI for each of the four cloud business options. The elements to consider are total revenue, investment costs, time to recoup those investments, and overall impact on firm valuation. The revenue impact of the four options is fairly straightforward. Those where you bill the customer have much higher revenue than commission only. The option using your brand have even higher revenue opportunities because they can be bundled with additional services. We will be using this chart along with the next one to complete your cloud business model decision matrix, the handout we started in session number one. Take a few moments and pause if you need to examine the four cloud business model options and their likely time to recoup their investment, as well as the impact on their stock valuation. This will help you to understand the trade-offs and enhance your understanding of which cloud business model might be right for you. This chart will give focus to how long it will take for a given cloud business model option to pay back the investment needed to time to recoup and their impact on this partner's stock valuation. Lighter purple indicates a generally less favorable outcome. The darker purple indicates a generally more favorable outcome. From a cost perspective, the investments follow a similar pattern of revenue. Reselling involves fewer additional costs. A big jump in costs occurs between partner-branded white label and partner-owned private label. This investment is significant and ongoing for the lifespan of the business. It should not be taken lightly. Many solution providers neglect to properly plan for the reinvestment or refresh of infrastructure and find themselves with either a lower return than they expected or without the cash to reinvest in infrastructure to stay competitive. Also be aware that if you finance this investment, then financing terms are often longer than the usable asset life. Time to recoup an investment is a function of speed to implement, total investment, and earnings. You will face ongoing, likely yearly investment decisions. A large investment may tie up your available cash flow for quite some time, making future investments impossible until the capital for the first investment is returned. The Refer partner-branded option has a very short time to recoup because the investment is low. Both resale options, vendor-branded and private label, have a longer but still relatively short time to recoup because the investment relative to the earnings is still fairly low. Time to implement is the major difference, with partner-branded private label taking longer. Once you move to partner-owned option, however, the time to recoup becomes much longer. For this reason, it's a higher risk plan and not recommended. Next, let us consider the impact of choice on your firm valuation. Referral revenue produces the lowest gross margin dollars, is non-recurring, and impacts valuation the least. In fact, in some business valuation models, non-recurring revenue may be excluded or treated differently from the main business. Reselling a vendor-branded solution is often excluded from revenue multiples, but the recurring earnings are usually left in earnings multiple valuation models. This is positive. Partner-branded options have the highest impact on valuation, both because they typically have lower gross margin dollars and are stickier, and because a potential buyer will attach brand value to the earnings stream. Partner-owned private label cloud businesses can have very high valuations, but that valuation is a accompanied by significant execution risk. Please pause here and choose the Cloud Business Model option, which provides you desired balance between time to recoup and stock valuation impact. Here I've chosen partner-branded white label. Please also pick the second, third, and fourth most favorable cloud business options to be filled out on the next slide. Let's recap the four considerations that we've discussed so far. As we move through each one, make a list and rank all four options in terms of which ones are right for your business. Please pause here and choose the cloud business model option, which provides your desired balance between time to recoup and stock valuation impact. Please also pick the second, third, and fourth most favorable cloud business model options to be filled in shortly. I have chosen partner-branded white label based on cloud business options and my PBM. In the next slide, you'll see how I rank the choices. Your worksheet should now look like this slide. This slide compares the four options by time to recoup and valuation impact. At this point, you can make a judgment about the best option for your business based upon the amount of money you can invest, the time you can allow to recoup that investment, and your valuation goals. With that judgment in mind, and if you've completed the first two sessions, you're ready to make a final choice on cloud business strategy. The remainder of the videos will cover important traits to remember when implementing this strategy and how to correct a strategy if it gets off track. You'll want to have a cloud business option in mind to get the most out of the rest of the sessions. Next, we'll look at cloud risk and return from a different point of view, your stock value. This will allow you to add value creation to your thought process around which cloud business option to choose. Let's add up the first four numbers in each row. The lower the score in the fifth column, the higher the cloud business option is ranked across the decision criteria. Weight the four considerations if you like, or simply treat them equally and add up the rankings for each option to reach a total score for each option. The option with the lowest score is the cloud business model option that is most likely to produce the desired value creation and ROI, given your starting place and your market's cloud adoption rate. In other words, the option that came in first or second more often will be your choice. This concludes this session on helping you make the right business decision about how to add cloud services to your business. The next six chapters will highlight key considerations for implementing that choice. Thank you for your time today. I hope you found this content to be helpful in your planning. Please join us for our next series of sessions that will help you transition your business into the cloud.